Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, now on the program, Michael, we're heading into another area of, topic of discussion, eating disorders.
That's right. And on the line, we've got Chris Thornton, clinical psychologist. Welcome to Mind Food Radio, Chris.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you've been working in this area for nearly 20 years. Have you seen an increase in eating disorders?
Look, the rates of anorexia have been pretty stable at about 0.5 to 1% of the female population, and they've probably been pretty stable for a long time. And similar with the rates of bulimia nervosa, which is the other common eating disorder.
Mm-hmm.
They're about 1% or 2% of the population. Bulimia has increased a lot in the last 20 or 30 years, largely because of society's focus on the thin ideal and dieting. Anorexia is the third most common chronic illness of young women, with the other two, one being asthma and the other, kind of paradoxically being obesity. And so we have, high levels of eating concerns being two of the three most common issues facing adolescent girls.
For those people listening, Chris, what are some signs that we can be looking for?
With patients with anorexia nervosa, clearly the most obvious sign is weight loss, significant amounts of weight loss. But very early on, you might see signs like an increased preoccupation with dieting, which I know, affects most young women will diet, unfortunately.
Mm.
But people who go on to have anorexia or eating disorders will diet very harshly, they'll diet very rigidly, they'll sort of be on two or three diets all at the same time. And often I'll start a diet with a friend, and like most of us, the average diet lasts for about two or three days. But somebody who has, an eating disorder will diet, in a very extreme kind of way.
Mm.
There'll be a lot of preoccupation with food, so there might be a lot of interest in cooking, there might be a lot of interest in cooking for other people. There might be an increase in activity, particularly exercise, particularly kind of solitary exercise.
Mm.
There are some early warning signs. I mean, the people that are perhaps, potentially at risk for eating disorders, they're usually kids with, they don't feel very good about themselves.
Mm.
So they might feel just kind of ineffective about the world, that there's not much they can do about it, not much they can control in the world.
Mm.
There's often an early sign for an eating disorder is high levels of anxiety in a child. And also one of the other conditions is being highly perfectionistic,
mm.
highly obsessional. They're probably the setting conditions that are there for an eating disorder. The peak times of onset of anorexia are both at 13 and 14, which is usually when menarche is occurring, which is a big change both psychologically moving into adolescence from childhood, but also in terms of brain development, that's very important. Kids with eating disorders, their brain is probably wired in such a way that those changes that most of us would feel quite normal about are really quite overwhelming for them. In a way, they're not doing it because they want to do it. They're doing it because they have, a brain-based psychiatric illness.
Mm, yeah. It's an amazing topic. I mean, it's sort of, it's obviously something that's on the increase and we need to be more aware of, particularly with people we work with or know personally, I suppose.
One of the great days in Australia is Are You Okay Day, which, the Beyond Blue and Depression movement, originated, where you actually take some time to ask somebody at work, are you okay?
Mm.
And that's a really important resource, for patients with anybody who's struggling with an eating problem as well.
Thanks, Chris. And also for more details in New Zealand and Australia in terms of for any more guidance, we'll run those details on mindfood.com. Clinical psychologist Chris Thornton will be one of our speakers at Mind and Its Potential later on the year that Mind Food is involved with. Chris, thanks a lot for today. It's been a very fascinating discussion.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for your interest.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.